Matt, this game's not quite going to plan, is it?
Not straight to plan, but it could always go. There's still potentially for an outcome in this game, so that's the main thing. It's just how we're going to come about it, that's all.
An outcome in this game would mean you, what, have to get close to this score, past this score?
We'd probably have to get past their score if we can, by, who knows, if we can get 100 past, gives us a little bit of a chance. Maybe with, I don't know whether it's 50 overs to go in the last day, who knows. The wicket's obviously just deteriorating, it's starting to spin a little bit more now. And we've got one of the best ones in the world. So, fingers crossed, we can take it down to that wire and get a little bit of a lead before that's the case.
I mean, that would be great, but I mean, realistically, a draw would come out of this.
Yeah, it looks like it's most likely going to be a draw, but you still never know. It could go down to that last ball in the last day, and we can we've got to keep fighting, keep believing that we can win this one.
This is getting a bit tight now, isn't it? With Essex doing well against. In their game as well?
Yes, it's probably not the way we wanted to plan it, but hey, it makes it a little bit more exciting for people watching in on it, so that's probably the only real positive that you can think is going to keep people interested in how we're doing and how Essex are doing and how even Worcester are doing to an extent. But yeah, we've just got to keep doing our things and go from there.
Is it quite a nervy time in the dressing room at the moment?
Nah, it's pretty relaxed in there. Everybody's joking and laughing. Probably just the downside that the pitch is a little bit flatter than we had hoped a little bit. But hey, you got seamers and spinners have got wickets in the game so far, so there's no reason why we, myself, Tomo, Woody, or even the spinners can just do a job for us in that last day.
You worked hard for your four wickets in that Kent innings, didn't you?
I tried my best, and I know there wasn't massive outcome, but it swung all day, so that's a positive for the boys. So yeah, we can, fingers crossed, we can, Kent have crumbled before in the last game, so you never know. So if we can get 100, 150 lead, then fingers crossed that, you never know, they might just fold again.
Well, I mean, how did you rate your bowling throw in the game? Because I mean, from the outside, it looks like you could have taken a few more wickets on another day.
Catches sometimes don't carry. That's just part and parcel of the game. And there's probably a couple of decisions which I wasn't too sure about. But hey, that's the game, isn't it? And you just got to keep sticking at it. And hopefully, fingers crossed. And maybe another day. Perhaps could have got a few more wickets. But for today, that's all I could conjure.